Hello, it's Elliot here. I wanted to tell you, I guess this is slightly different than the email newsletter, if you're reading it, but I thought I would record a voice message as an email, and this one slightly differs, but it has some of the same information. So, I used to work for this website, The Creative Independent, and a few months back I was discussing with Brandon, who runs TCI, about doing a screening of One Minute Park. If you're not familiar with One Minute Park, it's a project I've run since I lived in New York, and it started during the pandemic, and I was living near Prospect Park, and I would take daily walks to Prospect Park, and as many people, I was just like kind of trying to get out of my apartment, out of my tiny New York apartment, and visit the park, and distance, but also be in a nice, beautiful, calm space. And yeah, I just kind of, I had always liked parks, but maybe I hadn't had a newfound appreciation for them. And I started visiting them at different times of the day, sometimes like multiple times a day. I would take walks. And it was interesting to me that, like, at different times, say I would go in the morning around like 7 or 8, and all the dog walkers, or what I called like the dog people, were out in the park and with their dogs and doing their morning business. and so that was like a different kind of crowd. And then like later in the day, maybe like people would be like roller skating or biking around the ring road. In the evening, people might be like throwing parties or using the park in different ways, and or just like picnicking, enjoying the sunset after work. So I don't know, I just started to notice all these different ways parks are used, and was really grateful for them to be these spaces in our cities around the world. And I started recording these 1 minute videos of these different scenes on my phone. And I've always been kind of interested in using like technology, like our computers or our telephones, in like slightly different ways than like than we're supposed to. And so I like taking videos on my phone, but sometimes it feels like, you know, you're just looking at the screen and you're not really present or there experiencing things. And so I decided to just like take these 1 minute videos where I would just like kind of stand still and find a scene that I found interesting with a lot of like different layers to it, of activity, and then just use like the video as sort of a timer, like a 1 minute timer. And it's also nice, like at least on the iPhone, you have this little like, you know, indicator saying how many seconds it is. And yeah, you can kind of just use it as like a bit of a meditation timer, I guess. And yeah, that's kind of where the concept started. So I made all these 1 minute videos, and I also found it interesting like that 1 minute is like sort of a long time, yeah, just yesterday I was actually at the beach with some friends for the eclipse, and we played this game where we guessed how long a minute is. So one person would have their phone out faced toward them, and they would be kind of the timer, and then the other person without, like, another rule is like you can't count in your head, so you just kind of go by feeling, like feel out how long a minute is, and then when you think a minute is up, then you say time, and then like the person checks if it's, you know, been a minute, how long you went over. But yeah, if you want to try this game, I think it's kind of fun with a group of people. yeah, what else did I want to add? Oh yeah, well, I guess that's kind of a long-winded introduction to this project, but yeah, it's been going for several years now, and another component of it is like, so it became a website. I didn't mention that, but it became a website at oneminutepark.tv. I decided to put all these 1 minute videos together. And at first it was just like, you know, like a collection, like kind of a long scroll of these different videos. And I think always like in the beginning, I was like, oh, it would be so cool if like, you know, other people submitted videos. And then at some point we have enough where we can like have a 24-hour screening of them. So that's kind of like the idea, and well, the idea now. And I've changed the website over time, and I recently redesigned it. So now it's in more of like a timeline design. And so you can kind of like scroll through it, sort of like Netflix style or something. But yeah, like all the videos are put on the timeline, and everybody that submits, so like I think around 100 people have submitted so far from all around the world. And when you submit a video, you submit it with like the name of the park, but also the time, the exact time that you took it, because all of that is like metadata embedded in the video anyway that comes out of your phone. And yeah, there's like some instructions on how to make a 1 minute park on the website if you're curious. And I would love if anyone listening to this like goes to their local park and takes a video. Yeah, that would be beautiful. And I would be very thankful. But yeah, it's a big like community collaborative project. I think of myself as just like kind of a steward for this like this project, and like you know, everybody owns their own videos, and yeah, I'm just kind of like putting them all together into this timeline. But yeah, I think eventually we might have enough to fill an entire day, and I think that would be quite nice. And maybe we could like all gather together in a park somewhere. Maybe we could go to Prospect Park, because that's where it started, and screen them on a big screen in the park. And yeah, if anyone is listening to this that has like connections to the New York Park Department, like I reached out to them, but they seem maybe a little old school or something. And I understand that they might be hesitant to to be part of this, but I think it would be cool to collaborate with them down the road with a screening. And is there anything else I wanted to add? Yeah, sorry for the long-winded message, but I thought it would be kind of nice to do like just to ramble. And there's also like, I mean, the less, the more edited version is the text that you're receiving in this email. So this one can be like a bit more wandering.